All right, we'll call the meeting to order. If we could stand for the pledge, please.
It's been 1 minute after.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
And thank you to the board members for adjusting your schedules to be here to discuss such an important issue as the levy options. We did have a finance meeting last week, Lewis and myself, with Mr. Addis and Mrs. Hagenbusch. There was a lot to discuss, and we're kind of in an issue because of we have an outgoing superintendent and we have a new one coming in. So we're going to have to rely on a lot of expertise here as to what number to come up with. So you'll see Stephanie's going to take some variables here with some numbers and show us some options of where we're going to be at.
Then we were looking at what the different options are. So I'm just going to concentrate on these numbers because that's the best thing to look at. The column, this is our current year. How to do this. Current year, next year, following year. So we have, because it hasn't rolled into a new year yet, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I can't make it display that shows, I'm sorry.
We're going to go into the negative.
This is from my screen here too. I can't see anything. We were looking at like 1.9. Apparently my numbers are not. Angie, I don't know what happened to this thing.
What's wrong?
Oh, I got it now. It changed all the settings. So we can pop in here and see what a 1.9 does. That would be if it were passed this November. The first collections would come in when we collect in January, so it'd be we just get $271,000 for 17-18, and then it multiplies out. So it helps the deficit, but it doesn't go very far into the deficit.
It just gets us one more year, but not by much.
Right.
But what does a 1.9 cost a taxpayer?
That was the other.
And did you just look at 1.9 because that's what we had tried before?
Right, okay. It was a good place to start.
Okay.
Here's 1.9, 2.9, and 3.9. So the annual amount here, monthly, we usually talk monthly amounts.
Yeah.
And that's for the $100,000 home.
Do you have that chart, Stephanie, that we looked at that gave the valuations like 100, 200, 300?
Just,
I wanted to ask their opinion as far as no matter what number we go with about using that. We were talking about like a different way to show people because we were only going by, like, we would say this per 100,000.
Right.
So this like home value, it goes all the way out to 200, but kind of.
So this is what your cost is.
Okay. I think we did this a lot with the bond issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a 2.9. That's not 1.9. I just had some numbers plugged in there.
But I think sometimes my thought process personally was if you see 100, like, you're just, well, I, you know, 300, assuming, you know what it is, and it might be, because it's, in the grand scheme of things, a 200,000 wasn't, I say it wasn't that much, but, you know, it just looks better to me, but I don't know. Something that maybe we can use.
It's a good starting point because you know what your house
right.
is worth. So you either add a little or subtract
right.
a little. So I think that's a good starting point.
But the tax appraisal is always lower than what the house usually is actually
right.
worth.
It should
but,
be.
But this is what, this isn't the tax value, right? This is the real estate value, or no? What is the $100,000 to?
Yeah, it's not real estate.
This is the real estate value. So
that's what he's talking about. Because it's usually, your house is usually undervalued.
Right.
Yeah.
But yes.
At Summit County.
Yes.
And then you only pay taxes on 35% of your home value.
Yes, that's what the point was. This is the real estate value, which is what most people think of their home as.
Right. And then they get mad when their tax values show it lower. My house is worth more than that. It's like,
I don't.
Yeah. Anyone
I don't.
Me neither, because it's paid.
So then this 2.9 takes us out.
Yeah, this is 2.9, which gets us through the 5 years of the forecast. I don't have the sixth year in there, which will be the fifth year this fall.
So, Stephanie, the 370 is 2021. Is that the last year up there?
Yeah, 17, 18, 19, yes.
So you're looking at 2022, you're probably solvent as well, right?
It's probably borderline.
Okay. Right.
Those are going down about $100,000 a year, so I'm going to kind of assume it would go that same direction.
That's if the state doesn't do anything.
Right, if nothing changes much. So my estimate would be it'd be around $200,000. Based on the way those are going.
And Dina, you mentioned the county assessments were coming.
Yeah.
In October.
So final count's 21 or 22.
Yeah. So everyone 21. In Norton will get those in October, and it will be important for us. We've talked about this before.
I know. I wish you could.
We have to make sure our community understands that has nothing to do with our levy.
Right.
For the good or the bad.
Right.
I mean, if you're property goes down and your taxes decrease, we can't say, well, you know, the money that you were spending, we want you, you know, to consider the levy. We just need to inform the public that we have nothing to do with that. They're
right.
not associated because their taxes could go up and then 3 or 4 weeks later a levy's on the ballot and they think it's for the schools.
Right.
We'll have to do a good job of conveying that to people. That's what's rough about a November election during
an assessment
year. Yep.
Then we looked at, I'll just show you some other ones so you get an idea of the differences.
Can you go to the, if we don't pass the 2.9 this time but pass it next year, what?
Yeah. I'm just going to jump up to a 3.9.
This is what amazing. How different it looks.
So we're through 21 there at 1.3. What are your thoughts?
No, this is
3.9.
We're at 3.9. I know, but we're at 1.3 million.
Right.
What How many years are you predicting on this one?
This one, I'm going to say we could easily go, I'm going to say one more year before we started into deficit spending. Just by looking at the way that those numbers are going, they're going up versus going down, going across, mm-hmm. which means we're not spending more than what we'd be bringing in. If that makes sense. So we wouldn't even get into deficit spending yet, which is always the tough part. That's when you're eating into your balance. So I would say this could conceivably go out another 5 years.
So on top of 21, so you're talking 2025, 2026.
And that's just off the top of my head.
Do you have the 3.9 for the per month and per year?
Yeah, I can do that. I think that was on that first one I popped up.
Yeah, it was. Oh. Yeah, right there.
Bottom line there. It's a little less than $3 a month.
That would be nice. It would be. I just don't know. 3.9 will go.
No, there's no way.
And the other thing that Lewis was talking about that we looked at, just so that we can see the significance of it, let's go back just to the 2.9 for a minute. And that took us to the 370,000. And this is at a 2.9 if it were passed this November. The significance of November is that.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Losing a whole year's collection is huge.
So if it doesn't pass this year, we'd have to go back again.
So if it
once it does, within a year.
And that one, that's if we wouldn't pass this year and we did next year, that's a 3.9 next year. And as you see, that third year going over is in the red before collection, so we would probably have to take out a tax anticipation note to make payroll at the end of the year.
Oh my.
But knowing that money's coming, it's not a difficult discussion to have with the bank.
And again, you're going from 96 to 326. You're anticipating, what's that increase?
I'm sorry?
Are you, like, where are you going from 326? Just rough guesstimate. You know, you go 96,000 to 326.
It would probably go up a little bit yet, because you're still collecting a decent amount. We're collecting more than what we're in the deficit, so. So that's what got us the other day when we really looked at the significance of November versus maybe in May. And you hate to have to go out again because we just did it and the voter fatigue and all that, but it's a huge difference. And this would be one that you do it and then, you know, pretty soon again it'd be out there. It would last a while, but it would take some juggling.
That's 3.9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next spring.
Right.
Yeah, that's any time next year. It wouldn't have to be in the spring. Just any time next year. Because it doesn't matter if you pass them in the spring or in the fall. You collect for the year.
So one of the things we discussed in looking at, you know, 2.9, 3.9, is what's the reach out to the community that if we work together on this, we really don't need to come to you for a really long time. I haven't been here. You guys know the community, but I don't know what that conversation sounds like, that if we work together on this November, we don't have these conversations, you know, we may be looking at.
Well, I said 10, but that'd be stretching it.
But 5 years on a 2.9.
At a minimum, you're probably closer to 7 or 8 before you even have to talk about it. And we're in the same way with the PI levy. We're in really good shape with that now. So that would be, if we decided on the 3.9, is that's your sell to the community, is this will take care of us for a really long time. But again, I'm the new person, and I don't know how the people feel about that.
2.9, you could still say it, just not as long. I mean, 5 years.
You can.
Mike, I'd say in 2.9, and doing the same what you're saying, like Lewis said, 5 years.
I
think the
3.9
people would be like, you know, this is my opinion.
Although it's not that high compared to what other districts have been faced with, I think for the Norton community, I think it would be a tough sell, unfortunately, a 3.9.
There's no way.
We've always tried to stay within, you know, $10 and under per month. And I don't know, there's just something about it that.
Yeah, can you put that chart back up? $1, 2 million versus 2 million.
I'd love to have a 3.9, just so that we didn't have to do it again, but I don't think we could do it.
I don't think the sell between 1.9 and 2.9 is that big of a deal, but I think from 2.9 to 3.9 is huge. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the people.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to turn many people off, but the difference between 2.9, I think it's the.
So you look at those numbers, $8.46 versus $11.38. Mm-hmm. I know that's $100,000 home, but I love this chart personally. You know, to take this on the road with you for people to see, have a vision of, you know, what it's costing per month for our students and staff.
And for the bond levy, we pushed it as, you know, it's just one trip to McDonald's a month that you're giving up, basically, was part of what we tried to explain to people, that that's how it's going to affect you. So if you could just do that.
Yeah.
It worked.
Two cups
that
of Starbucks,
time.
Right?
Right.
That's one cup.
11.38.
We're in the wrong business. Marketing.
It's not, yeah, it's not even your a weekly cup of coffee.
It's 8 bottles of water at the gas station.
Part of the problem is we did not pass a 1.9 last year.
Yeah.
So they rejected a $5 a month. So you gotta keep, and the community said a long time ago we'd rather, because through this levy cycle a few years, they were really high, and then finally we passed a 4.9 because it had been 8 something.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I cut in half past that, it was only supposed to last a couple years, but that levy lasted for 8 years. We make them stretch, but they're like, we want smaller levies more often, so we give them a smaller levy and still pass. So just have to keep that in mind. But there was something else on the ballot too at the same time, and I think when you put, we here in Norton cannot put two issues on the ballot at a time.
Is it fire or waste?
I think there's something, yeah, like the 2.9 to work with your community, either way, you know, to tell them, we're doing okay. This is what the 2.9, but we are going to, we'll come back and talk. If you guys feel that that's how they operate.
I just, looking at the 1.9, if we put a 1.9 out, we're going to have to go again next year. I just don't know that that's going to.
Would have been nice if we'd have passed that last year.
Right. I completely agree. Yeah. I just, that conversation has to be had with the community when we're talking to them, is we can put a 1.9 and then we need you again next year.
Well, 2.9 is not that high. I mean, but, no, you know, we were in the time of 8s.
Right.
I mean, 20
right.
years ago, 8s,
right.
7,
yep.
That kind of thing. So, but I don't know, calculations were different because it still wasn't,
right,
you know, as high.
And I think comparatively speaking, I mean, other districts are putting much higher levies on the ballot than what we have done.
Didn't Barberton pass an 8?
Mm-hmm.
So you also have to look at the, you know, the time period. We're moving into 4 really new situations for a full year, new high school, new project. You know, do they feel the momentum now in terms of moving forward as a school district as much as they have in a while? And does that help the situation? I think that's a question that you ask. You know, do they see the new stadium and the new high school and they feel revamped and they feel progress and the road construction and they feel progress and they feel okay about this? I don't know. These are just things that go through my mind. Like, I wonder about the 3.9. Is now the best time to do it? But again, you guys know, you talk to them. Been here a month.
Over $10 a month. Even when we did the bond issue.
Yeah, that's it.
When we did it to begin with, it was nine something, and it went to a new, because of recalculations and stuff, it went up to 11. We were even worried about that. But it went four times, so it took four time to pass that.
Dana, we need you to be our cheerleader, man. You're going to have to get out there and really.
Well, I can get out there. Yeah. I'm not going to wear an outfit. But
I want you to. The Panther outfit.
Yeah.
You know, the energy might be different while I'm staying this fall, you know?
I'll be there for that.
Good.
I think the energy is different. I think it is positive. I think there's a lot going on. So I think it is a what if between the 2.9 and the 3.9. I do believe that there's a lot of positive. New day with everybody moving into the new facilities, I do feel that. But it's a tough sell, and I've always said that with dollars.
So in the calculations, 2.9 looks like it gets us right around 2022. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, we're still looking at a good 17, 18, so we're still looking at 5 years.
And then, I mean, it doesn't have raises built in here, but there really isn't anything. It's just, we're still bare bones.
Oh, yeah.
I like that idea of telling people the 5 years. That's kind of like a mental thing I think might help people realize, well, if we do this, then we're done for a while, you know?
The only problem with 5 years is that's when our PI's up again. Although we can always do that a little bit early. I hate getting those in that same cycle. I don't, sorry.
Well, I know people say, you know, hit us with smaller levies.
We've had enough rain clouds today, Stephanie.
What's that?
We've already had enough rain clouds today.
I know people say hit us with smaller levies, but sometimes I think it's a mental, like that 1.9, and you got to keep going back. It's just like, I think there's something mentally, it's like, I'm done for 5 years. That might be a selling point, you know, to the taxpayer. Yeah.
$8.46
a month. I go for $11.38, but that's me. It's not much money. I like the $11.38 also. I just don't know if we can sell under $10.
5 years is a long time. A lot of good things can happen in Norton.
Right.
A lot of good things will happen in Norton.
Right.
And people may just say, okay, I'll give you more money. You have proven to me everything that you said. Yeah. This is my high school, my community center. I can do this, this, and this, this. You guys have given me all that. I'm going to be ready to go back to you. Just we have to make sure that we get it.
Right.
That's all. And we got Numero Uno cheerleader. So line them up behind them.
We just need the infrastructure of the city. I don't know. That's something our administration can work with, I believe. We got Ken over there.
I think I'm most comfortable with the 2.9, just my opinion.
That's what I was comfortable with when we talked.
That's what we left the meeting most comfortable with.
I think it's something that we can do. I think it's something that taxpayers could be comfortable with.
Keep missing the boat, just keeps going up. That's the problem. So the general consensus
I agree.
And that being said, I mean, this is, we have to start August, if not now, with a campaign. And we have to be ready before school starts.
We even talked about, you know, I know it doesn't have anything to do with, didn't have really much to do with finance, but the different things of like, and trying to involve the seniors, you know, somehow, some shape or form. But we talked about what senior dance, and then Dana said he would dance with all of them. No, I'm kidding. He said he was going to do coffee.
I said I would have coffee.
Yeah. I was kidding.
Let's not put rumors out there.
No, I was kidding. Coffee. But then we talked about, too, with the field houses, somehow figuring out how to get the walking or something to open that up, even because now it's being built, that we can say, hey, you know, just to try to touch those and make it happen. But
you're talking about the walking around the inside.
Yeah.
Where are we at on that? I mean, I know we talked about it, but I mean, if we.
Well, I mean, they just put the beams up, so I mean.
No, I'm talking about as far as like the track inside. We talked about maybe having passes and stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, let's stick with the levy.
There's really not much progress, but I was just saying that's some of the things that, from a campaigning standpoint, that we can try to do.
Thanks. Do you, Mr. Addis, do you want to add your thoughts about the levy or any sort of things that you guys have already done as an administration? We talked about you guys through attrition, maybe two teaching positions, because although we're looking at the taxpayers for more money, you guys as administrators have already taken a look at cutting back some areas.
I mean, every district personnel foster dictated by numbers,
sure.
The number of kids that are coming into your door. So we have a number of personnel situations for next year where it looks like right now, you know, if someone, for instance, is on sabbatical, it looks like, and again, we're not done with kindergarten registration, that, you know, we don't need to replace that position. We have two school psych openings. We're going to save some money on those. You know, there are a number of situations, and Stephanie and I were talking about it all of the time. You know, we have a school, we have one of our administrators who's taken on a dual role this year as director of pupil services and building administrator, who's probably saving the district $50,000 that most districts would pay a school administrator. So there are a number of things that we're doing in order to help the district. We're already just, and again, you know, being here for a couple of months, we're very resource efficient. And that can be a really good thing. I'm coming from an outstanding district that's also resource efficient. And the goal of that is that when you do have an opportunity to spend money, you spend it wisely. And, you know, take advantages of opportunities that are going to help kids. That's what it's all about. So Stephanie and I talk almost daily. You know, Jake and I have talked on numerous occasions, and the whole administrative team about people that we're bringing in and programs. And, you know, the middle school just acquired another grant. Those are things that are saving the district money constantly. We're looking at a school psych right now who will take care of some of our professional development that we would have hired outside, but we found someone that we believe is so skilled that this person will be able to train our teachers in really important areas as it pertains to student growth. And so we're doing a number of things in just a short period of time. But most of it, what you're talking about, Jason, will occur during evaluations this year.
Good.
For, you know, a big part of 17-18 is getting ready for 18-19. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so you're just constantly evaluating and taking a look at those areas.
Daily.
Thank you. Anything else for the levy? We'll add that to the agenda. It's already on our agenda for this evening, so we'll put it in as a 2.9 for the resolution for attachment A. Anything else? All right, can I have a motion to adjourn?
We're not discussing anything.
We're not discussing the field house or anything like that?
Under this?
You can. It's a work session.
Okay. I didn't know if we were going to talk about that in the regular.
We wouldn't. I don't think we'd do it now because this is a regular board meeting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't. Okay.
The information we got about the field house and how much more it's costing us. And I want some answers on that, okay. That's for sure. So what?
Hold on, we have that field house.
I guess the first question I would have is, after the info that was emailed out, I mean, what questions do you, I mean, the two major areas that are costing about the $140,000 is that added code requirement for more insulation than was needed in the original design.
Well, my question is, they're a construction company, whatever, they don't know about these codes? I mean, really, I mean, did this thing take them by surprise that it's cost this much more money? Or
that's the impression that I got. That's not the impression I should have told. They've recently built buildings like this and were required to follow that insulation code.
That's a huge oversight. $140,000. To me, that's huge. Because I'm thinking, in my personal opinion, if it would have been that much, I don't know if I'd have voted to build the field house because we were stretched already with what we were, you know, we only had $900,000 left. Oh, we're only going to take so much out of PI, so now we're another $140,000 out of our pocket for that, which I guess we don't have a choice, obviously, but it's kind of frustrating to me because, you know, you make a decision based on the information that you have, and then then we get these whammies thrown at us all the time, you know. You know, you have no choice. Well, that's frustrating. Yeah, I had a choice. I had a choice back when I voted. If I'd have known that, if I'd have voted no.
And I don't disagree with that. I think maybe the best thing we could do at this point is maybe have Matt Collier come in and present to the board in the August board meeting exactly where the discrepancy is between dollar value that they presented and exactly where we got to the increases. That should really be them explaining. I mean, I gave you the information that was given to me.
I know it's not you.
I was very candid with CT Taylor on my frustrations as well. So that's why I brought you the information as the board, and I think maybe getting, because Matt really was involved in that initial push, came up with those initial dollar values. But I know what's going to happen. It's going to become a finger pointing between CT Taylor and MKC, and they both have somewhat valid arguments of there were no drawings. CT Taylor used drawings from when they did the Orville building, and that's kind of what we went off of. Then we know we had some sessions talking about adding locker rooms and adding some other things that we were a little lower than we accepted the 1.46 because there were some added restrooms and things like that. I'm just giving you the stories that I've been told. So I think that the best option would probably be getting them in here to present to the board a little more detailed list of exactly why those things are the way they are.
And number two, you know, I guess that's my fault, that when you have heating, there's also air conditioning. And there's no air conditioning.
Now, see, I remember us talking in the open meeting, and I'd have to go back and listen to remember, that they specifically discussed floor bills, and all it had was an exhaust fan.
I don't recall that.
I was under the assumption, and maybe it was a different meeting.
Probably
meetings.
Yeah.
So, back up. Is there heat?
There is heat.
Okay.
That was my question.
Is there a water fountain? I mean,
right. Okay. See, because I, you know, in today's day and age, seriously, if there's heat, there's got to be, you know, to me. And I guess that's my fault for not, you know, asking specifically, but I guess I just assumed. You know, because high school's air conditioned, everything that we build has to be, you know, all that. And maybe because this is a separate structure or whatever. And why is it okay, why is it so much more if we do it now and if we do it later?
Basically, they'd have to take the unit out and replace the sole heating unit with a combo heating air conditioning unit.
That so. Extra, that 70 is just for the unit? I mean, that's all it is changing the unit out is?
Yeah.
That's huge. That's
well, huge. I was on the same point when I read the, and thank you for your well written email update, because when I looked at this, I didn't quite understand it either, because I was under the impression we had a gym that didn't have air for so many years, and now we're going into a field house that could PE could be taught in, my understanding, that it would have air, you know, I and then we could have different functions and bring in AAU basketball and some other things that could be money making for us. Why would we not have something that would be offered with air conditioning? And as far as the code changes, any reasonable contractor would be up on that. So I didn't quite understand $140,000 price tag. That's quite a
so
sticker shock.
So David and I talked about this a few days ago. This, we had this exact conversation, and I've known Matt for 30 years. So the one thing I haven't done yet is have a conversation with Matt.
Has he been on site, or has he already moved to Doylestown?
I haven't talked to him. I haven't seen him in a couple months.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him at Lowe's a couple days ago, but yeah. That's it. So I'm going to go through Jake and set up a meeting with Matt and get some of these questions answered. Because some of the same questions Cindy had, Jake and I talked about the other day. And it was, you know, the idea was based on the model that was built in Orgo, which was a few years ago. Some of the codes did change, but I also understand exactly what you're saying is that is their responsibility to know. And so those are the conversations that I want to have with Matt. And also, I don't know full involvement in the project, but Jake and I talked a little bit about, because they did have some people on site currently working, that they were also going to work on the field house a little bit and getting sort of, you know, double duty and, you know, perhaps a little discount based on that. And that when the overall project is completed, we're probably still looking at a project that was much less, or I shouldn't say much less than we would have gotten. So those are the things I want to ask Matt, and I'll find those answers out. But I agree with Jake. I think that they need to be here and have some conversations with you guys and explain those things, because it's a mystery to me too. I think that they should be aware of the codes when they're coming to us and proposing.
Well, can we wait that long? I mean, is this the project? I saw the structures up and going up day to day. I mean, is this something that we need to?
Well, unless we plan on halting construction, I think at this point they need to continue to work, because if we start halting construction, the costs are going to go up.
Sure.
And that was part of the reason that we didn't have detailed prints before CT Taylor kind of gave their dollar value, because the idea was is we need to start construction while they're still on site for demolition and some other things, so we can have that cost savings. So in terms of getting a rock solid GMP, you know, it kind of was flowing all at the same time, because we were trying to save the cost of their on-site people, because we kind of merged that with the other projects. So that cost savings has to do with, you know, the ordering of the project.
So
there is some savings there, but they gave us a value of a building without full set of drawings from MKC, so there is some liability on them. So in my opinion, I think we have to keep going with construction, and we're going to sit down with CT Taylor as a board and administration, and we'll have to fight out the costs.
Well, we're not going to fight.
I don't think we can.
Yeah, but the thing is we were as a board, we're looking out for the, and Cindy brought out some very valid points, but we were so focused on the gas wells at the time, because I went back and listened to the minutes too, and he told us, you know, it's funny that you brought up about a car. He brought up about a car. Remember the car thing? He brought up about having a Cadillac and this and that. You can't buy a car without air conditioning, can you? You know, so it's like, they come with air conditioning. And I'm with Cindy, 100%. If you have heat, you have air conditioning. So I think this conversation needs to be had, you know, because it doesn't seem reasonable to me to not have air conditioning in a new facility that we're spending over $1.1 million.
And I have to agree with that. I mean, they gave us a number that they thought was a good number, and that's what we voted on.
Actually, I think they said it was high. Didn't he tell us it was on the high side?
And so now they're not taking, perhaps it sounds like they're not taking responsibility for a code change that they as builders should have been aware of, and instead didn't even include in that the air conditioning. So I think we do need to have some discussions about this, and there has to be some sort of compromise, because part of the sell was the fact that they were going to be here and we were going to save money by them not having to move off site and come back.
And come back.
But I think we need to get CTN, whether it's Matt or someone else from their office, to present to the board.
Plus, we were kind of pushing to make a decision pretty fast. If you remember, I think it was back in like November.
They wanted to clear them. They wanted to clear
it.
It
was like,
winter.
You know, we need to get this going. We need to get this going. So, I mean, it's almost like now we're being
pushed again.
Well, we're being almost kind of like now we, well, we're being almost, we're being, we got to eat this because we were being pushed, but they were pushing us to do it and they didn't do their homework in some ways, you know. Does that make sense what I'm saying? I mean, we were pushed, and now that they pushed us, but they didn't have everything, and they didn't have all their ducks in a row, and now all of a sudden it's our response, it's our fault.
There needs to be some shared cost, and I will leave that. I mean, you guys should have that initial conversation, and the board certainly needs to get involved. And
because there was a sense of, like, between the meetings, urgency, back then.
Yeah, because they said they kept wanting to clear it.
Yeah.
And then the gas well conversation came up, and obviously that's a safety concern, so the board obviously wants to make sure that the safety is a priority. So that's what I was thinking when I first saw that. Anything more about that?
Just so you guys know, Jake and I are on the same page with you.
Yeah.
We've been perplexed, and we've had a few conversations about it. So I'll reach out to them and set up a meeting. But I'm just going to ask them this. Simple thoughts that we've talked about tonight, the heating and the air conditioning and the codes. I just want them to explain in the simplest terms why aren't you aware of this. And it wasn't anything that the project started and then we asked for something in addition, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything further on that?
Some good news, you were going to discuss the food service program.
That's on the other meeting.
Oh, is it on
it's
there?
The it's the last on the superintendent. It's attachment M. Attachment M.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
And then you followed up with that parent from the last meeting, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And that went well.
Great.
So thank you for following through.
Were there any comments from the governor's statement about the budget that you wanted to make?
Not really.
No.
I mean, it wasn't. It was kind of what had gone out before, and it's the stuff I put in my forecast is extremely similar to what it came through as. They didn't make a lot of changes in it. I'm trying to think. That was a big change, not for the budget.
It's not going anywhere. It's staying.
The mentor.
The educator program. So we dealt with that last Thursday morning, maybe during the
finance
board meeting, maybe before. And so the governor vetoed that. So Bass is telling me it's here to stay, you know, the mentoring program. I guess we just look at every district looks at what they're doing to make the program as effective as it needs to be, but which is one of the things we'll spend doing this year. But that was probably something from the outside of the budget that stood out.
Right, outside of money, but yeah, that was in there.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything that was crazy, but that doesn't mean that once we start like really getting in, because sometimes those little things kind of sneak through that you don't realize how it affects a few years ago they did one, and they were charging, they were going to charge tax on tickets. This is maybe 8 or 10 years ago, and they didn't realize that once everything was signed and it moved through, that that meant that like school districts needed to charge tax to people who were buying football tickets, and you know, then they had to do a big change on that and a last minute deal to get it fixed. So I think sometimes once they start reading it, looking at everything, then it's like, oh, you didn't realize it worked that way. The one thing we will have to do is set up another meeting. We'll approve the 2.9 levy tonight, but we have to have an additional meeting prior to August 9th. So if we have some time, if you guys want to see when you guys are available. Because our committee, the whole meeting is the is after that date.
Done on the 24th.
Actually, I was supposed to be gone then, but I think I'm going to be back the 24th. So, yeah.
You guys are both, are they both on vacation?
Of July?
Yeah.
I'm on. I'm gone.
You're gone?
Well, this is just a quick to approve.
But we need, I have to have four yeses. Okay. Or we
got two. We can do it.
Yeah. I'm off Monday.
Are you looking at the 17th?
The 17th or the 24th.
The 17th.
No,
I'm sorry. Dana and I are both off on the 17th.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's
the 24th.
I guess I didn't finish that conversation, did I? I assumed everybody was reading my mind. We'll have to cancel that meeting or postpone it. So 24th, 31st, or 7th. I mean, any of those work. I just have to have it approved before the 9th.
The 24th works for me.
That's fine for me.
That's good for me.
Was that a morning or night?
Wait, who is this meeting?
We just
You're
need
not
four.
Here.
We just need four yes votes for the 11.
Is that all we're doing?
Yeah.
That?
Unless you guys are.
Yeah.
You might have some psychologists or something.
We'll have just a couple of personnel, intervention specialists and placement psychs, Title I teacher, which is not an addition. It's just a replacement for someone.
Are you back the 31st?
29th.
Do you want to wait a week and do it? Then everybody's here.
31st, I'm good.
Is that good for you, Dana?
Yeah.
Then you're here, right?
Let me double check. I'm sure.
No, I'm writing down August.
Yeah.
That isn't going to get us anywhere.
31st, can we do it 6? Or do you want to do 6?
Yeah.
Okay, July 31st at 6?
Yep.
And then I'll cancel the 17th one. And we'll make this one a special one for regular purposes also. That way, if he has stuff that comes up.
So, August, are we going our regular times?
Is everybody back to normal schedule?
Are we back to normal? Second schedule?
14th and 21st.
I'm normal, but...
As far as I know. The 21st is the solar eclipse. So... I'm just saying.
It's also convocation day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a couple teachers who want to go see that. I'm trying to talk Sydney into going somewhere to see it. But yes, we're scheduled the 14th and the 21st.
Back to normal.
Washington through South Carolina.
There's like a strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a swoop.
I think it would be so cool to go do
cool.
that.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe we'll take a road trip.
Road trip. See parts maybe what 80%.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, we're gonna see like 80%.
So we're good. Anything else?
Fine,
yeah. So July 31st at 6.
Then at go 6.
6. You give us 6. Everybody's give us 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go back to August to our regular schedule. Anything else? Anybody have anything else? Motion to adjourn then?
So.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
All right. I'll be back in 10 minutes. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbush, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item two, is there anybody, there's nobody that signed up. Does anybody wishes to speak?
Can I just say something? On our trip to Europe, it was a fabulous time. And I just wanted you to know from our students about them that both of our guides told the kids and the whole group that they wish that we would be the group that they traveled with from now on, because in their 14 years, and I think the other one was 12 years, of doing guided tours, that they were unparalleled, they were on time, they followed instructions, they went and did everything they were supposed to do, and they were just thrilled to have been with us.
Aww.
And that's our kids. For every trip we've ever been on, that's the kind of compliments we have always received, and I just wanted you to know that. I mean, that's a matter of where we go in the world. That's what Norton's about. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Item three, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Item four, board business. Can I have a motion to approve Attachment A at 2.9 mil.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve Attachment B? And this, for clarification, this would just be for grill only, right, Jake?
Correct.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Did nobody?
Oh, did you? I was so excited to sell property. what is the step there? I saw your update, which not everybody gets to see, but what is the next step in moving forward with?
The next step, we have to do a public notice of auction. It has to be in there in the paper basically 30 days ahead of time. We'll post it up on our webpage, and then after that we can do the public auction of grill, with the idea that if we can sell grill as is, we're going to save all of the demo costs associated with it, which will be substantial amount.
I got excited. I'm ready. I know a lot of people are very attached to that property, and it speaks volumes for the community, but when you're saving the amount of money there, says a lot for the administration trying to move forward with that. So I'm sorry. Go ahead with I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Approval of minutes. I've separated these out because we just had one, because we had that morning meeting on the 29th. So can I have a motion to approve the first one on the attachment C on June 5th?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. And we'll separate the second one out. Can I have a motion to approve attachment D on June 29th?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
I wasn't present at that meeting, so I'm abstaining.
Yep. And that was just because we just wanted to get something passed in the morning, so that was okay with that. And we thank everybody for adjusting their schedule, so appreciate that. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Abstain.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under Treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve Attachments E and F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under personnel, we're going to have to separate out A through E, so I'll have to do those separately. So the first one, can I have a motion to approve item A1, retirement, resignation, leave, and termination?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I know Ms. Tomasik has been an aide in our district for a long time, but she is retiring to spend time with her granddaughter, yeah. So good for her.
Anything further? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve item B, the extended days for the curriculum director?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve item C, attachment G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. Yeah. Stephanie is with us tonight. I know Stephanie went through the interview process with our middle school hiring team and Joyce Gerber. And we have a number of administrators present tonight, and they've all been working really hard on securing personnel and going through proper channels and doing reference checks. So I just wanted to congratulate Stephanie. I met with her also. We had a meeting, probably talked for about 45 minutes about school and kids and coming to Norton. And I was really pleased to have a good conversation with her. So I'm gonna ask her just to give you a 30-second synopsis on herself.
Hi, thank you for having me and giving me an opportunity to talk to you. I'm really excited to be here at Norton. I'm a Wadsworth graduate, so I'm familiar with Norton and you know the area. I live here, raised here. My family, I was sharing in my interview, my family was one of the first founders of Norton. My family owns the historic Bauer property, if you're familiar with that. So I'm very excited to be here. I started my career in East Cleveland, teaching kids who have been kicked out of Cleveland Public, and went to Saints Peter and Paul in Doylestown, where I've been for the last 4 years. So I'm really excited for Norton. I shared in all three of my interviews. I love Saints Peter and Paul, but I was looking for something that was a really good fit, and Norton felt like home. So I'm very excited, and hearing what you said about the students, I'm very excited to be here. So thank you for this opportunity. I really look forward to it.
Thank you.
Welcome. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve item D, the supplemental for the faculty manager?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Under item E, can I have a motion to approve item E, approve substitute personnel classified, item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under the next items, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental positions and stipends, items F through H?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent agenda, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items I through L?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under superintendent's reports, Mr. Addis, do you want to?
Yeah, I know submitted is the food service update from Mrs. Johnson. And I guess it's really just an informative piece. It doesn't require any board action. Just really the year-end summation. And I'm hearing a lot about Norton these days, and one of the people that keeps coming back to me is Mrs. Johnson and the food service program, and how stellar the program is. I've known her for a long time as well, know that She's a great lady and apparently a great leader of this program as well. So all of this information, I noticed at the bottom, she said once again, regulations are changing for next year, waiting for an update from USDA. This is something that school districts deal with consistently. We deal with it at the state level, we deal with it at the national level, and it seems like we're constantly jumping through hoops. Fortunately, when you're in a really good district like ours, it still boils down to teaching and learning, and somehow we manage to get around all of these things and feed our kids and teach our kids because of key people. So I just want to thank her for this update. That's really just for your information.
Okay. Do you have anything further under your report?
I guess just one thing. Earlier in the week, I sent out a survey to all employees, just an engagement survey about where they are as an you know, I was working for the school system, and I have over 100 respondents already in just a few days, which showed me a lot. And a quick summation is people love to be here. And an anonymous survey is often a way for people really to say what's on their mind. And I guess we have a long ways to go. I'm hoping everyone will participate. I know that's a little bit of a pipe dream, but people love being where they are. They feel engaged in the process. They believe in their building leadership. They believe in goal setting. So we're off to a good start with it. Things have balanced out a little bit this week, but I have a lot of people in this school district that feel really good about being here. And those results are stemming into something good enough that I would be comfortable in sharing them with all of them, but also our community, just to let them know how engaged our teachers are in the process here.
Good. That's good.
That's it.
All right. Your administrators? We usually let the administrators go.
Would love it. They've been busy. I've seen a lot of them this week.
I can start. Elementary renovation, move, whole thing is really going well. The majority of the things are moved. Now we're working on figuring out where they all fit in the classrooms, which is, the amount of stuff that the elementary teachers have is a task. They did cut a hole in the roof today to do the heating unit, and it turned out not to be the best day to do that. So they'll continue with that tomorrow. So really that, I would say by the end of the month, we will be moved in the new office. Everything will be done. The playground was finished this weekend, Saturday, so the elementary playground is ready to go. We're going to do seal coating and restriping of that area, and really that whole elementary transition and projects is in good shape. If you've driven around, you'll see the field house is progressing. It was kind of amazing how quick once they started on the steel that it all was up in place. But just in general, all the summer work is going well. As you can see, waxing of the floors is progressing, so when you walk in the building, sometimes you can't get where you need to go time to time, but everything's going well.
I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
I know there's just a couple playground pieces still at Cornerstone. Are those not able to be used?
Glad you brought that up. They are not ADA accessible, so to pull them out, make them ADA accessible, it was just too much money. We're 3/4 or more to a brand new piece,
okay.
So it didn't really make sense to do that. So we're looking at maybe, I have to look at the liability of us selling those when they're not ADA accessible.
Versus just demolition or something,
correct.
Trashing.
I have had a couple, it was a while ago. I know we were planning on using it until we found out they weren't ADA accessible, but there was some interest from local churches. I know one person called from the Moose on behalf of his church looking for some playground equipment. So
I haven't been by the elementary recently, so what is there and what additional pieces are we going to have for them?
What we've started with now is we've got the one large piece that's missing from Cornerstone, and then there was one of the larger piece from Grill went out there, so we've got two big play areas, and then we took a set of swings from both Cornerstone and Grill out there. And they're all spaced, and we went with the ADA accessible mulch, and we've got all that, and it's easily expandable if we decide to add more. They can just pop up the, you know, this black
borders, move those, add more mulch, and if we decide we need more equipment.
And my second question is for this building, besides, you know, the cleaning and things like that, what changes are going to be made here? Because I know the choir room, the band room needed some work.
Yes. We're looking at the best thing to do in the band choir room is really that back wall is, they had all that wood on there and they tore it all down. So we're actually thinking we're going to do some, we're almost the best thing to do. It almost would be like a new wall back there, a drywall, just to make a clean look. So I need to get someone in to get some costs for that. We're looking at some painting in the hallways, things like that. But right now, our paint crew does not have the time to do that, I don't think. So I'm going to look and see what the quotes are for them to do it. And then I'll get with the middle school staff and say, you know, here's how much it's going to cost if we bring someone in to do it. You know, if we can't get to it this summer with our crew, you know, where's that cost of paying someone versus maybe waiting a hair longer so that our, because one of our maintenance guys, I kind of call him our paint guy, Keith Bowersox, but he does a very good job. And obviously the cheaper he can do it, but as we're doing things like getting technology prepared in the elementaries, I'm not, I don't want to pull them off of true educational things to go paint some areas. So we're still gathering the quotes and kind of seeing where we lie on how much of that painting do we sub out and how much do we just wait and do it a bit later.
Are there other things being done in here?
Yeah, we're hitting all the maintenance work orders as we can. Our goal would be to have the majority, if not all of them, done when the teachers come back.
I don't know what they are, so can you?
I'd have to go. I mean, it's a lot of cosmetic type things. There's a few floor tile things. Nothing that's truly functional. All of the true functional things have pretty much been taken care of, except there's a couple door closers that we need to look at that we just have to order the parts and get them put on.
Thank you.
The school's label looks good.
Yeah, the label's
I think it looks
nice.
Really nice.
It
turned out better than I even thought. So now at my, we have to figure out where we're going to do the lettering for the elementary. We bought the same style letters because then they'll match the high school. But as you look at the building, I'm just not sure where the best place to put it. So I'm going to get the, it's Ellis Signs who did that. I'm going to get them out and have them give me some of their expertise of where it might look the best, and then get with the elementary principals and figure out what they like. Because they got to look at more often than I do.
I have a question. You know, there's like three bushes in front of the sign, says NMS. Can we have like some kind of landscaping place just pick that M up and move it to an E?
Just spin it?
Just turn it, because you know it's NMS, you know.
Cost saver.
Yeah.
Well, it still says it's the high school up here. Above.
Yeah,
they took that.
We have to take that off.
Because somebody asked me about that.
Yeah, we'll get that off.
But somebody stopped me and told me who mows the lawn here and at the middle school. They said they do a wonderful one. They said it looks better than a golf course. How nice the. So I drove up here the other day. Have you ever came up by the pumps and looked up how nice it, the crisp? I mean, it's beautiful. Who mows?
Yeah, Truax is one of our maintenance guys, and he takes a lot of pride in the mowing.
It looks like a golf course. Yeah, if anybody, I mean, it's like a crisp. It does. If you go to the middle school and then come over here and look up, actually, when you walk out of here and just look up and look down, I mean, unbelievable. So, person does a wonderful job. Somebody stopped and told me that, so. I guess sometimes you got to take a second and appreciate the work that's being done. So, thanks.
We've been very busy in the summer. That's when we get a lot of our stuff done, as you know, because no one's here. So we can go in, we clean off a lot of the junk that's accumulated on computers throughout the year. We update software. We're doing a Microsoft Office update throughout the entire district. So we've been working on that. We've been reconfiguring all the phones. So with all the teachers moving into different buildings at the elementaries, two elementaries, they're all getting new extensions. We've upgraded the phones from the trade-in program that we did earlier in the year, trading in our old phones to the internet and the Cisco program. So we've been working on that at both buildings. We've moved everything out of Cornerstone and Grill, except we've got some switches in there that we need to go in and pull out
So just the core of the network, all the access points, the wireless access points are out of them as well. We were able to upgrade primaries wireless so that they had something more stable. Now that we know that we're going to be there a while and there's nothing happening, we pulled out any spares that we had that we could utilize from Grow and Cornerstone over there to give them a more stable network for their nooks and mobile devices. And then we're starting to set things up. We've delivered all the equipment to each of the classrooms of the buildings. We've started connecting over at primary, and we're kind of following maintenance as they move projectors and reorient smart boards to the walls. We have to go around behind them and connect everything and test everything and make sure everything's working well. At NES, we've delivered everything. We haven't started setting up. There was kind of a lot of pre-planning with that with the staff. Not every elementary teacher just puts their computer on their desk. At one of the meetings we had grade levels, they said, you know, how are you going to know what to put it on? Well, you're going to have to tell me. So sent out a survey, had them reply back. So anybody that replied, we've got notes. If you end up going through any of the buildings, we've got stuff outside every single door that says, is the right furniture there? Is it in the right place? Is it cleaned off? Have we, you know, installed the computer? Everything like that. So we're checking off our lists and going as quickly as we can and doing as best a job as we can to make sure everything's ready for them when they come in. We're also working on the website, so you may have noticed that Grill and Cornerstone are no longer there in the drop-down, only primary, and now NES. We've moved teacher web pages over. I know.
That's so sad.
It is sad. Because there's no time to stop. We have to keep going. So we are plugging right along. The kids and I today, we were over at the high school. We are still inventorying all the data projectors that were installed over there. We had the OFCC meeting this morning. Still trying to wrap up distance learning, video streaming. So that project, you know, is not yet complete, but we're hoping to close very soon. And for right now, I think that's enough for us. So the kids, again, I cannot thank them enough. Matter of fact, Mr. Addis mentioned something about, you know, giving pats on the back for anyone. And I tell you what, those kids are seniors this year, and we are going to miss them. They are just great kids. They've been with us since the summer after their eighth grade year before they went into freshman year. And they do just about everything. I mean, from start to finish, they help set up Mr. Addis's computer. They are just phenomenal kids, and we are really going to miss them. And they keep asking, are we going to hire some new kids? And I said, yes, we will get to that. Once everyone stops moving, hopefully in October, we'll put the word out and we'll figure out our new plan. Because now our configuration's different. And I don't know if you know, our dungeon of a tech office here is attached to this building. It has the little awning on the right hand side of this building. There's no other entrance to it. So all of our, that's our work area, our home base. And now that we have one less building on this campus, we need to really think about, without kids that can drive, you know, what buildings are they going to work in, what days, what hours, and all of that. So lots of changes so far. It's going well. Just keep plugging away. So.
Just to kind of reiterate what Angie said, you know, a lot of pats on the back. You know, I'm going to tremendously miss Melissa Tomasic. She's been a wonderful addition to our paraprofessional staff. Some big shoes to fill for her. You know, congratulations and welcome aboard.
Yep.
Picked a great time to start.
I'm excited.
So, and then, you know, just a little shout out to our custodians and our moving crew. What they've been able to accomplish, you know, and Jake will probably be able to reiterate this, but what they've accomplished in June and July up to date now is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're working wee hours of the morning, you know, to try to beat the heat, and can't thank them enough. You know, they helped us make that transition of student services over to the primary building, and, you know, we couldn't have done it without them, and it's just, they need a big, I don't know if it's a couple dozen donuts, but they need a big hurrah mm-hmm. for their work, so.
Well, thank all of you for your leadership, because with the transition that's been going on, And obviously, what Mr. Addis keeps talking about is it's a lot going on, and I think it'll be exciting. I know it will be exciting for a whole lot of students coming back. So thank you all for your leadership and what's going on. That certainly isn't overlooked. So thank you. Mrs. Hagenbush?
I would reiterate what Eric said about the custodians. Every year, and it's not just this year, but every year you come back and you forget how old our buildings are because they've done such a phenomenal job. Those old buildings sparkled and shined. So, well, the high school won't shine because it doesn't wax the floors, but everything will just look really nice. I mean, they do. They do a wonderful job. And I sat there because where my office is, and I could see them bringing things down, and they were just like little ants. They had a little bit of assistance the one day, but they're just coming down. So it's amazing. I was thinking it was going to take them a week or two, and they had it done in a day and a half. Like, I don't know how they've done it. It's amazing what they do. So really, kudos to them. They do a great job. And their maintenance, you know, same thing. They really do. They do great. Welcome, Stephanie. And I thought I was kind of busy this summer, but I feel like I've been on vacation after what you guys said you've done, so. My office is kind of nice, I think. So, summer's going so fast. Too fast.
Doesn't sound like there is a summer going on.
No, that you guys have not had one. But it will get there. It'll be interesting.
Mrs. Webble?
Yeah, summer's going quickly. Enjoy it. But I don't know if everybody here saw, did you see the drone video of the new high school campus?
Sure.
I think it's phenomenal. I mean, it's just, it gives you chills how great it looks. So if you haven't seen it, please go check it out. It was really, really nice. Yeah, and enjoy the rest of the summer because it's.
Did we ask somebody to come do that or they just show up and do that?
It was on Facebook, so I shared it.
I saw it.
It's kind of scary that they just do that.
I was going to say, the drones do scare people.
Spots on that.
I saw that.
Buckeye drones or something.
Yeah, it's an advertiser.
Yeah.
It just looks so beautiful. It really does with the green grass. And
fantastic.
Just,
yeah.
So it's exciting. So, that's it.
Okay. Mr. Yule?
I'm good. I have nothing.
Mr. Knight?
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at Dan Stats thing this morning he sent.
Yeah.
It was really good. And not only is he building a big house, help us with taxes, he did a good job with that, too. Welcome to you, also. I would like to say one thing. I know that Dana brought up a while back about the league affiliations and stuff like that. And that's something I've talked about in the past. And I'm really big on setting goals, and I think that that's something I really want to work towards, a goal in the next couple years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever that is. I really do think that we need to. I think that you are what you think, you know, and you become what you think. And I think if we set our goal that we can achieve anything, not only with the levy, but everything. And I think that we need to continue to, I don't know what the right word. I think we need to continue to push and mentally have a direction that we want to go in, and that's the direction I'd like to see us go in, whether that's that league or a different league, but continue the push in that. So that's all I got to say.
Mrs. Bennett?
Congratulations, Ms. Tedder.
Thank
welcome
you
to the district. And I just want to mention too, the Norton Police is hosting the heroin awareness on June 22nd from 12 to 5 in our stadium. I mean, this is something that is affecting our community, is affecting the state of Ohio, and we know it affects our students, so I would encourage as many people as possible to come out.
Yeah. Along those lines, Jake, thank you for allowing the police department to use Cornerstone for SWAT training. I think it's interesting because anytime that you can have a shared service or work together as separate entities, something that small can turn into something that big. So anytime that you can share a resource or work together, thank you for reaching out to them and allowing them to use our facility, because anytime that I just think something that small can just really help. So I know that they appreciated that very much. So thank you for allowing that to happen. But other than that, July 22nd, I was going to touch on that too. But I know they're still looking for volunteers. You're meeting with Heather, Officer Bauer on Friday prior to?
Yeah, we met one day last week with the whole kind of committee of people who are running the event, and just really to get, you know, what they need from us as a district, you know, so we're going to help them with some setup Friday night and Saturday morning. I did not understand the complexity of this event. They're expecting a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're expecting, hopefully, to be able to help a lot of people, too. I mean, they're expecting people to come that are a cry for help.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. Please help me. I was kind of moved by all the passion in the room and everybody, the whole program that they're putting together. I literally had no idea. I was just going to a meeting to see what they needed for an event, and I didn't realize it was this big of an event. So I, once again, would encourage, you know, everybody at least to swing by and see, because I think it's going to be, seems like they've got it very well organized.
They've got a lot of jurisdictions are going to be there.
Yeah.
I want to emphasize something that Jake said about people needing help. I mean, there's the anticipation that, and I'll just restate what he said, they're coming that day to seek help right then and there. You know, like they're troubled and they need some help. So, you know, probably need to be ready for that. You know, it's going to be a pretty diverse crowd.
We're going to have t-shirts on.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And they're thinking maybe multi-states. And
yeah, I know the one young lady who's kind of in charge of kind of running it.
Cool.
She's had people contact her from other states that said they were going to try to make it. So I think they reached out to over 200 police departments. We're talking about possibly needing to use different parking areas, because, I mean, they're expecting that many people.
Yeah. Well, thanks for opening up the doors. So working with other entities, it's so important. And I just saw that the Akron School Board, Mr. Otterman's, I don't know if you guys read the Beacon Journal about him, having Narcan available in the school district. And not only for students' accessibility, but for people that come to events on school property. So that may be something that we look at the policy committee. That's where they looked at it. So I wouldn't be opposed to that, because when you're, I've had to administer it myself dozens and dozens of times. And I know that what the effects are personally when you implement that. And so I've seen it myself. But that's something that we may have to look at. I don't know how you feel about that, Mr. Addis, but, you know, it's here. It's around us.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be a tough call.
Yeah. But it's not only the students, but it's on coming onto the property. So it may be something that we have to take a look at. So. Ending it on a positive, though, welcome. Sorry, we just have a lot going on in the district. And again, thank you for everybody's leadership. And thank the board for adjusting everybody's schedule. I know everybody has to take a vacation to get refreshed. So, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes. Thank you for coming.